Welcome to the NFL regular season. I am the oldest Jag bro, JT Raymond.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Joey.
And we are three brothers that grew up in Jacksonville as part of Generation Jaguar. For those that don't know what Generation Jaguar is, it is the folks that were born in the 1990s, around the same time the Jacksonville Jaguars came to the city of Jacksonville. And so we grew up watching them, cheering for them, season ticket holders at times. And over the offseason, we realized that there's not really a lot of good Jaguar short form podcast options for Jaguars fans. So we thought, why not us? It could be a perfect time to start the podcast and do a potential Super Bowl run for the Jaguars in 2023. Each week, our podcast is going to be focused on breaking down the Jaguars' previous week and giving you a preview of what to watch for in the coming week. We want to keep it fun, informative, and at times combative and outrageous. For this episode, we're going to give you a short preview of what we think the ceiling and the floor for our team is, as well as what our projections for the year. Vegas has us at 9.5 wins this year. I have a feeling we're going to be taking the over in some of these projections, but Joey, hit us with what you have first.
This season is going to be a great one. We're going to cover the ceiling of the Jaguars this year and also the possible floor if everything went wrong. So starting off with the ceiling, I have the Jaguars can get as high as 16-1. I don't believe that we are quite there at being able to go undefeated. I think there'll be a game in there where we could possibly just not show up, but then we come back and just have an incredible run. I think we have the ability to get to the Super Bowl and win it this year, but that is only if we stay healthy and we play like we've played during this preseason, hard and well and fast. The floor of this year, I believe, comes all the way down to whether Trevor can stay healthy and if other offensive line and defensive line also stay healthy. If we have a really injury-prone season this year, I could see us going maybe 5 or 6 wins with CJ behind. Depending on if we decide to move up Nathan Rourke, I think we could move a little higher than 5 wins, but that's just our ceiling and our floor. My projection for this season, I think we got 13 wins. I think we make it to the Super Bowl, but I just don't think we have it quite yet this year, and we come back stronger next year, ready to win it. But that's my projection for this year. What do you have, Jack?
I'm going to say that our ceiling is as high as our high-powered offense. So we brought in Calvin Ridley. We have Ingram. We have Christian Kirk. We have Travis Etienne, just drafted Tank Bigsby. I think our ceiling is our offense is unstoppable. Trevor Lawrence takes home the MVP for the regular season, and we are a high-powered offense. The floor is going to be that our youth catches up to us, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, that we have a pretty easy division in the AFC South, but that we just lose some games that we shouldn't lose, that we make some costly turnovers, particularly late in the game, and that we struggle to win the games that we need to win. And so here's my projection for the 2023 Jaguars is that we take home the AFC South back-to-back years, go 10-7, and make a deep playoff run. What about you, JT?
Well, you've set the table. The stakes are high here for the Jaguars. There's a lot of optimism going into the 2023 season. As far as the ceiling, I think it's absolutely they should be competing for a Super Bowl this year. We saw them go toe for toe with some of the best in the AFC last year, and we're going to get a chance to see some of that in some primetime games, playing the Bengals, playing the Ravens, and playing the Bills as well over in London. So it's going to be an awesome year with the schedule that we have. As far as the floor, I wanted to take it from an approach of, you know what, if everybody's healthy, what is the realistic floor of the Jacksonville Jaguars? And I think it comes down to two things. One, hey, Trevor had a great 6 to 8 games at the end of 2022 season. By most metrics, he was top 5 in quarterback play during that time. But let's not forget the first part of last season, the 2021 season. And oh, by the way, what happens if the Chargers game ended the way it started in the first half of that playoff game? So at the end of the day, Trevor still hasn't proven to us that he is the guy I think most Jaguar fans hope he is. So was he just a flash in the pan in the back of 2022? And then on the flip side, the defense at times really outperformed their metrics. Some of the things that we've talked about in the offseason is how inconsistent they were. But one of the things that's a little bit concerning is they were top four in turnovers, but actually only 12th in interceptions. So that meant we relied a lot on some fumble luck last year. So if the Jaguars were truly to hit a floor with everybody for the most part healthy, I think it is a turnover regression back to the mean from our defense. To your point, Jack, some of those inexperienced guys like a Trayvon Walker do not actually pan out to be the player we hope they could be. And I think the Jaguars offense is going to be good all around Trevor, but you know what? Can Trevor continue to build off the success that he had on the back half of the 2022 season? If those things don't happen, I think our floor is probably around 7-8 wins and probably miss the playoffs by a game similar to what the Lions were in 2022. So I think that's the ultimate floor. As far as projections, I think Jacksonville it has an absolute chance to go 12, 13, or 14 wins this season. Given how the schedule breaks out for us, I think there are some favorable turns there, especially catching Buffalo in London this year. And you know what? You guys left the door open for me, so I'm going to predict it here. Jaguars are winning the Super Bowl in 2023.
So the optimism is high for the Jaguars. We are believing, hoping, cheering for the Jaguars to make the first Super Bowl in franchise history this year. Hey, thanks so much for listening to our preview of the 2023 season. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast, The Jag Bros. This helps you make sure that you catch every one of our weekly episodes, and we'll drop some bonus episodes just like this one. And so we're on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you listen to podcasts. So again, make sure you subscribe, share this with someone. And all right, Jag Bros, let's close this out together.